4578 Kahala Ave.
What's really interesting about this house is the flare that you get from the lap siding. You can see it there. And as you go around on the outside, you'll notice too, it's a really, really nice little house. The two girls came from the beach. They broke into the car because I parked right behind them. And I know it's their car because otherwise, how would they know how to break into it? And the thing's been going off for the last 15 minutes. I don't know what their problem is, but they're having some sort of
plan.
Or they really can't find the key to, like,
to turn off the
alarm.
Or maybe it's not their car.
But the cabinetry, most of it is original.
Thank you. My fellow hat person, huh? Yeah, I like hats too. Especially nowadays, I'm surprised people don't wear them more. Now we know the dangers of the sun, right?
Might want to walk around the outside, too, just to get a feel for it, because it's a really nice...
And this house is so no man would have been...
And could not. I did so much research trying to figure out who the architect was. And I thought I had it at one point, but... And it may be... I can't think of his name now. It's been so long since I wrote it. We may have an idea, maybe the same architect.
I was
going to
ask you, because that has a plaque, Historic House. I noticed as we drove by, and there is a similarity of design.
But I couldn't nail it down. And there were other architects that were doing a lot of work here in Kahala during this time. Mm-hmm. So I narrowed it down to two, but could never pin it. So we don't know who the architect was. But this was originally the dining room. And you'll notice the beams here with their decorative pins.
What was this? I have my signature and...
Oh, your oath of office?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Car, I'll give it to you.
Okay, awesome. I was going to ask you about that later on.
Do you have any idea when this house was notarized, when he was buying everything else in the 80s. And then A and B bought it back from them. I'm going to say, what was that, 2000? It's in here.
Five.
I was going to say six, yeah. And it was at that point that they came in and remodeled and did this.
I see.
So, but I'm like 99% sure that when she takes that off, everything's going to be okay. Because tell by the molding that it's just been applied. I just think it's just everywhere you look, there's something interesting.
Considering that you
got an original phone niche here in the hallway.
I'm surprised about how big it is.
Yes, yeah,
it's
yes,
really
yes.
Airy
from the outside.
Yeah.
The
ceiling height is great too. Yeah, I think the ceiling's gonna push it over. Very nice.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hi.
Types.
If you find it, I'll be really embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well. Because I looked a lot. Let's see here. Where does it say?
I think you were in the way enough to go outside.
Yeah.
Let's see. Isn't that odd?
Yeah. Perfect day.
Yeah, more.
I just called it the tie truss with diagonal bracing.
Thanks to post your stuff.
I remember when we put this house on the historical register. The flowers, the petals, if it's rounded on the end, is from Singapore. It's the variety, but if it's pointed on the end, it's a Hawaiian endemic. It's a local one.
The light in the door and
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That was Kawamoto's property. Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Japanese, that billionaire guy. I think it was here and there. He had, like, I don't know if it was this one or further down, all these statues that he was building a garden. I mean, tons of statues.
No, there's one back in the back, and there's one in the front of the property, too.
I think they were building something here, but then whoever bought it now took everything down except for that.
So you got two stairways going forward.
Yeah. That was Kawamoto's properties right here, yeah? Before.
This one's one of them, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I just because Altino just there's stairs that lead to nowhere right there. So I told him before that he had all these statues saying he was making this big garden, but he went down.
What's is this the latest one of SHPD? I heard rumors that you guys hired a bunch of people. Is that I don't know.
We're hiring people.
But nobody yet.
We hired some. We made offers.
Okay.
So we're just waiting now. You know. The paperwork.
Someone said like 3 or 4 people had been hired. I just didn't think that was right. So
we're trying. I mean, we're trying to look for like architects. I mean, she just started with us, Julia. She came to our last meeting, Julia. And then so Tanya is our acting branch chief right now for architecture.
Is she the only one that's there?
Yeah.
They were fully staffed.
Not that long.
We were.
I'm kind of back into the groove.
Okay.
That's down to 2 appointments a week now instead of 3. So he's getting better. I mean, it's been trying, but you know, it's gotten better. So I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. So
do you want me to sign in or something?
Yes.
Yeah, let me see here. And
I got a pen.
Okay.
Okay, you got covered shoes. Yeah, Don called me.
I have another pair too. I have a even more covered one than these.
Okay.
They're so hard to lace up, but they're so hard to go in the house and keep unlacing. You know, so I'm wearing these for the site business, like in the regular houses. Because you have to take your shoes out.
Yeah. Well, I was doing a dry run yesterday of them. So when I was on my way back, he had called me and he told me it's a construction site. So I told him, yes, I've just seen it. So he was like, I'm sorry to call you late, but if people could wear shoes, he'll provide hard hats for everybody. Hold on.
I know, but I just want to check it from now. I have just this one.
Oh,
because I have all of the. I forgot to put this though. The time. I just borrow this for a second because I have a clipboard, but I cut this off by accident, so I don't have the time.
I have another copy if you want.
Do you?
In the
okay.
Car.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind.
I bought extras.
Of course, I have extras too, but not with me.
Oh yeah.
So let me give you back your pen. But if you don't mind, I'll.
Yeah, I'll get you another copy. So, at that construction site though. It has things blocking on the outside. It is by the street. It's on a corner. But yeah, you are able to.
I mean, I know where the front building is.
Yeah. So, but now it's just completely. They ripped the windows out, everything. So they're in the process of, you know, redoing it. But
rather
we can.
Going into your car. Let me just transfer the information, right? Because my car's right here.
Okay.
I just have to open my car and grab my clipboard.
We can stand at the opening of the gates and look at, you can see the entire, you know, the property, what they're working on, so. And then when we go to the last one for Angie's one, the Strangwall building, we're going to park at Harbor Court, which is right around the corner,
okay.
And she's going to get validation for us, because there's no parking on Merchant Street. Here, you got a pen? Here.
No, I'm just trying to figure out where my reading glasses, but I have another pair in the car, but. So, okay, so let me just write this down.
Want me to read it to you?
No, I can just transfer. I just have to find a way to sit. Let me just sit here, and then I'm just going to put the times.
You want next?
We postpone East West Center till next time.
Do you want to do that? Okay, we can do that.
Well, that's what, I mean, we're in violation of the sunshine law if we don't. Because we didn't give a 7-day notice.
Well,
it only got posted on Monday. It's in violation of the sunshine law.
Well, I know Donna spoke to them yesterday, so Linda sent him.
Well, I mean, I told him yesterday. He knew that I talked to Suzanne Case about it yesterday too. She agreed it's a sunshine law violation. 7 days notice to add anything to the agenda. 10:30 to 10:00. It is a, it's a clear sunshine law. It's not like, oh boy, we have a choice, you know? It's just the way it is. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while to see the whole East West area, particularly the dormitories and so forth. So maybe we just schedule for the next board meeting.
Okay.
You know, and then give proper notice to all that. Okay, so, and by the way, it's Stangenwald. There's no Stangenwald. More. It's not like strange. It's S-T-A-N, Stangenwald, so. I thought that was already on the register.
I know this one, too. Like, this one, I put this on her nomination. It's back, it's different. This is not the address that she has.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is what...
4578.
Yeah, on the nomination it has, but when she sent it to us, it has a different... There's a different, yeah.
That's weird.
There was a different, yeah.
Like so. Real different or like just one digit off or something? I mean, what's it?
I think she just mixed it. It was like 5-4 or something.
Oh, so she's super involved. She swapped.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, these things happen.
Yeah.
That, to me, in the big scheme of things, that's minor. We all ended up here.
Yeah.
Which is important, so.
And the next property is like right down the road.
It's close. Okay, right. I know this house. I know this outside house, okay, well, I know we're kind of running early. Should we just hang, or do you think that this
we can hang
as well?
No, the next one is Lorraine.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. I hope we can go early if we have to, because I'd rather wait and stay.
Okay.
Don't lose it.
All righty, thank you, sir.
Wow. Oh, Bill Chapman.
At the deadline.
Official dude now.
I had it done right after the last season.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Welcome, yes. Welcome aboard, officially.
Yeah. Those are just view shots, aren't they? People want to buy the lot, they go up there, stand there, and see what their second floor view is going to be.
I don't know.
Because the one next door has one, too.
I thought he was, he actually built stuff before, because there was, like, stuff here. I don't know where it all knocked down already. They're demolishing, I think. Okay, so we're going to head to the next one and just wait. She wants to wait in the shade. It's hot over here.